pag-aari ng Melburnians na sina Chris at Jean Yuson, ang Philo Artisan Trade, isang online shop na nakapokus sa pagpapakilala sa Australia sa single origin, bean to bar na Filipino craft chocolate. Nadiskubre ng mag-asawa ang Filipino craft chocolate nang magbakasyon sila sa Davao.
Yeah, it took us a decade to go back to the Philippines since we migrated here. And that time we had a chance to visit Davao. We were not from Davao, but when we went there, we went past this chocolate shop where we saw a lot of Filipino craft chocolates that we were surprised with how they presented their brands. Also that time, I came across an article about cacao industry and how in the future there will be a shortage. And I've also researched that Philippines, since we are in the equatorial belt, in the future we have a chance of make or planting or being a productive nation that can provide beans to the world. So that's how I get an interest in why can't we bring this fantastic products to Australia and introduce them to the market there.
Dahil engineer si Chris, aminado siya na kinailangan niya talagang aralin ang ukol sa tsokolate at importation.
First, we thought we need to set up the online shop. We don't have a background in that, so we collaborated with a Filipino studio who helped us set up our brand. We told them what we need, and they helped us set up the online side of the business. So in terms of the product itself, so in 2018, I researched again and met the owners of Oro Chocolate, and they trusted us to bring the product here. So we just tested a few of their products and brought them here through air freight because the chocolates are very temperature sensitive, and we can't ship them via sea because they would melt. So that's one of the challenges of bringing ready-made chocolates from Philippines to Australia.
Kasama sa mga ready-made na tsokolate na ito, ang Oro Chocolate, Theo and Philo Artisan Chocolates, Malagos Chocolate, Cacao Culture Farms, at Rosario's Chocolates. Nangunguna ang mga ito sa Bean to Bar Chocolates sa Pilipinas, at ang ilan sa kanila ay nabigyan ng mga international awards para sa kanilang mga produkto.
Yeah, like for Malagos, they started, they were helped by a company called Mars Confectionery, and they started with producing their beans. And then after that, they tried to make their own chocolate. And from then on, they've been winning awards from overseas.
Ibinahagi rin ni Chris na ang Theo and Philo naman ay nakilala para sa kanilang mga Pinoy na tsokolate gaya ng milk chocolate with adobo at dark chocolate with calamansi.
What makes this chocolate different to others is they are what they call single origin. So what big companies, big chocolate makers do is they buy beans from all over different origins. Origins means a country where the cocoa beans is sourced. So with these craft chocolate makers, they actually have their own protocols in fermenting their beans, in all the process from the planting of the trees up to where the chocolate is ready for the market. So that's very, I think in the last decade, they have refined their protocols to be able to produce fine chocolates that we, when you compare them with other chocolates around the world, they would be able to compete. When we grow up, yung mga bata tayo, because for myself, I know yung Hershey's chocolate, yung in Australia, yung Cadbury. So if you compare them, yung taste would be with the Hershey's, Cadbury. If you will see the amount of chocolate that's in them, it's very low. And if some of them are dark, with the Filipino brands, you can taste the fruity. One of the chocolate has the beans come from a single estate, and in the estate means a region, and in that region, the beans are known for a fruity note, like with the raisin. One of my favorite is the saloy from Oro, tastes like berries. There's an after note, you know, when you drink instant coffee against like single origin coffee. Mm. You would taste yung difference. There's some notes that you can taste at the end of while you're drinking it. It's the same thing when you eat the Filipino chocolate. You can taste the fermented beans, and it's a very different experience than just consuming yung ordinary chocolate. One of the challenge is these craft chocolate makers pay a premium for the beans, which helps the farmers as well. They pay higher prices for the beans because for the farmers to improve their farming techniques, they have to meet a standard because the craft chocolate like Oro, Tio, and Filo, they require a higher standard of beans. That's why the taste is very different.
Dahil mas maganda ang cacao beans na naaani, tumataas din ang kalidad ng tsokolate na nagagawa nila. Ayon kay Chris, happy and proud siyang ibahagi ang mga produkto na ito sa Australia. At kung hindi man daw magtagumpay ang kanilang negosyo, biro ni Chris.
Like we were talking with my wife, if for example, if we cannot sell these chocolates here, the worst thing that can happen is we had them and we can just eat them.